This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We discussed, if you do Perik Yudalet, Shimshon. Last week was Perik Yud Gimel. The Pesuva that Shimshon is going to be born, he'll be a Nazir Mi'abeted, Nazir from the stomach. Now we have Shimshon's life, Shimshon Agiba. Ayered Shimshon Timnasa. Nayar Isha Besimnasa with nice plishtim. Shimshon, the Halege Shimshon, the Shafit, goes after Benoist plishtim. You can say there this becomes the Mahalach in Shimshon's life. He looks for women from Plishtim. Vayal vayagid la'oviv ul'imoi vayoymer isher isi b'simnos mibnois Plishtim v'ato kuay salili isha. I want this woman for a wife. No, like every Yiddish imam in Tatish tells Achfar, Akin kum tehem and ezot evila Palestinia. It shook them to the core. As he's up the next apostle, Vayoimele Yavu V'imei. They did the Tata and the Mama, one voice. They both told him, Ha'ein b'bneis achecha u'b'chol ami isha. Zucht Palestina zucht edach. Ki ata hoylech lo kachas isha mi plishtim ho'arelim. Vayoim Shimshon, he has an answer. Vayoim Shimshon, oysa kachli, no, I want this one. Eisa kachli, ki hi yeshara be'einai. Yeshara be'einai. This is the one that's yasha, that the right one in my eyes. Shteitin pasik, v'avi v'imai layadu ki mashem hi. This was all pre-planned from Rabbeinu Shleilam. This was a way how to get to the Plishtim. There was a master plan behind it. The Benisham wanted he should get close to the Plishtim and they should say, you know what, he's actually a Plishti. As we learn further on, this gave him a doorway into the home, so to speak, of the Plishti to destroy him. Was he Megayah her? Rishonim say yes, Avada. There's no question that he was Megayah her. Was he right for taking her? The Pasuk seems to say, yeah, Avada. Kisa'una, who mevakish miplishim, and it's Mashem, from Himmel. If the Pasuk clearly states, Atadas is given chushba derachmane,
state post, mate.
Should I read it again?
What was that? Did you say that it's state?
The pasuk says clearly it's Mi Hashem. It's pre-planned for the Rabbeinu Shleilam.
Wait, Plishtim?
That Shimshon should connect himself to the Plishtim in this way, like this he has an in, and he's able to kill and come and go, as we will learn the psukim, the story of Shimshon. But the first thing that comes to that's striking, He has a history, and you'll see one after another he takes women from Plishtim. So there was a geiras. The Rishonim say it was a geiras. Dakspir says 100% there was a geiras. Right? Rishonim learned like this. Pasha was geiras avada. How could it be a geiras? There's no question there was a geiras. And the question is, was it right or wrong? State the clock. Ki ma'ashem hi ki sa'ainu mevakish mi Plishtim. The Rishonim even point out, why does he go to his father and his mother? So the Rishonim say, Avada v'yeda yiddishakin, shidduchs ba'atata. It's not, he wasn't going to find somebody off the street for himself. He was doing a kedas Yisrael, dali yiddishim in hagim. Zay zogin the Rishonim shat, as he kumin some tatin mam, and the mam is zogtim, mein kind, after das, when the Teretz is Mi Hashem. So was it right or was it wrong? The Gemara tells us that this was his downfall. somewhere in this pasuk, where the pasuk says, "The Eisa Kachli, ki hi yishara be'enai," this was already the seeds of the fall of Shimshon. The Gemara in Seitz Hamishnah that says that be'enav marad, with his eyes he was meirid, u'be'enav nenash. That's why later on they poked his eyes out. And we all know that he said the famous tefillah, Reinakmo Mishne'enai, I will take the comma when he brings the building down on the Plishtim. The comma for his eyes. The story of Shimshon and his eyes. Pay attention to the theme of eyes in the Historia and the chapter of Shaftim Yudalit. The eyes. The eyes was his downfall. And the eyes was going to be where he's going to take the comma. Reinakmo Me'enai. The eyes. There's a big hadgash, an emphasis on the eyes. Zog chazal be'ein of marad. And Rashi shtel su be'bayra. He was a meirid in the Rebbeinu Shleilim over here. Does anybody see the meirid in the Rebbeinu Shleilim? When the Radak zog klar, there is no question the actual taking of the plishti, the Palestinians, nishkemen kenissa, nishkemen kepoblen. Shin Yashem? It's the way he expressed himself, as he learned the Radak. It's the words that he used. Kihi yishara be'enai. If he would have only said kihi yishara, no problem. One extra word, Rabbi, say. Be'enai. If I say you're listening to us, Tzachap, soon we're going to learn who Shimshon is. Balaam doesn't know. Shimshon was supposed to be Mashiach. For Rosh Chazal. That's the level of godless of Shimshon Agita. Helikite. He was a Nozim Ibetan. Might have been one of the most Helikite people that ever came down to this world. It took one word. Ki hi Yishara. You know how the Alter von Kelm speaks out? Yishara is the Chagutazach. It's a good thing. Ezi derch yishara sheyave by her Adam. The Mishneh, yishara is the yisharim daki Hashem. The others were called yisharim. He was looking for good to shein the midas da in the medal. Sees the chazen yaidish and mabalat besyankiv medal. Yishara. I stuck in the besyankiv medal to dramatize. But the Altav and Kelim says yishara. The vault yishara is gewaldig. She was straight. She was perfect. Yashus tach gute, a gute zach. Next word, be'enav. That's it. He killed it away. Tavega hagim devak be'enav. What's the be'enav? That's so bad. The word be'enav. And Chazal called this be'enav morad. Morad, then mab. And Chazal, the Pasuk seems to clearly state, Me'ashem, Stralz Mimel. Which means that the parents, had they even known the Cheshbin of the Rebbeinu Shleilim, they would say, my kin will pay nothing on this one. We'll support, we won't have to go to the other side for support. We'll pay for the Shidduch. Say, is that the Pasuk? Of Imai, their hesitation was, they didn't realize it's Me'ashem. So everything is mamish kasha v'yasha. He expresses himself with the word be'enav, and this makes him a meirid b'Hashem, and this becomes his downfall, be'enav nenash, and this becomes his quote, so to speak, as he leaves the world, inakma me'enai. I want to take the comma for my eyes.
What is one side paying to the shidduch have to do with that?
This is irrelevant. That was just a joke. I was just bringing it in again, because I know that every person sitting in this room suffers from this topic. The shidduch crisis of having to pay for the sons and son-in-laws, I'm just entertaining. Okay. And you got your second question in, and the third one will have to be after the shir. Now, usually I don't get the guy a chance to get a second one in. He got one, he slipped one by. All right. Habesai, was sagt der Alte von Kelem? The word be'enai is taiva. As they learned the Alte von Kelem, it's a chachma musr, chelik aleph, maima chulin, b'tahayra. Which means, even when you take chulin, it has to be tahayra. Here, he was mishtatef. He mixed kedusha mit abisl taiva. If he would have said, ki yishara, yendikt, agutezach. Or, ki yishara, mit be'enai, sabisl zichta, sabisl mein enai, sabisl mein glanz, what I want, what I'm looking for in a shidach, abisl gashmius, that's already no good. You know, my Zayda told me that the Chofetz Chaim, whenever he read a shidduch for family members, he had a list of questions. The prospect had to pass a bunch of questions. One of them was, it was very important that she came bedafka from a poor home. And he used to say, chutz von der meile, was sie kommt von einer arme mishtub, was andere meiles hat sie. To him it was a meile. The top of the list had to be that there was no money in the shidduch. Chutz in der meile, as if like that. Right. Again, I'm just telling you over. You want to know what's a malgim and what's his hind. You will see where the Chavetz Chaim, what the Chavetz Chaim is man, and what's will to say. Chutz in der meile, he come from an arm is to, was andere meile satz. Another thing he would ask, I see God be so shekher chachem behevel a yoifich. Like that, we all know it's Sheker Achei Vehevel HaYoshi. Sifana Bissel Sheker Achei Vehevel HaYoshi. There is a little bit of that. It's called putting it in perspective. And everything you need, Avana Bissel HaYoshi. But now verstehen was das ist. Here, Epis, the Alter of Kelm was saying it was a little too much, Epis. Einoi. There was too much going after the Taiva. Now, is this a lesson for us? Who knows? Are we on that madrega bechlal? To talk about Shimshon HaGibbah and say it's the gear to us, of Azazav Alta from Kelim, a lesson that when we talk about Inyani Kedusha, gotta be careful to make sure it's clean Kedusha and not tainted by Negias of Taiva. It's big Yisaitis, it's big Hashkafizach. I don't know if we're holding by it, but that's Ezakta. Benichtam Eliyahu says a different shot. There's a language Shmuyas to explain who Shimshon is, and he says a Pella. Like I said before, Shimshon was Roi to be Mashiach. We talk about it, it's a Medrash, it's a Chazal. So what went wrong? Be'enoi. What went wrong is that he used the word Be'enoi. What's the Be'enoi? He brings a medrash tanchuma. Shimshon is go'e. Shimshon became haughty. He was about gaiva. Be'enai. Ki'ilu epis. El machtel shidach. It's something that he feels is the right shidach. And that's why I think with the Michtam Eliyahu is going to learn pshat. The next pasuk is the aviv imel yadu ki mi'ashemi. Sounds from him. I don't know why it stresses all of Imai, not him, unless to say maybe, and he didn't know it. He didn't speak it out. He should have spoken it out, Mashemi. He should have realized. And Bemis, we know this. Sivu Gemar Minashamayim, it's learned one of the cases is from this pasuk. One of the rayas that Chazal bring, that as Shidduch is Minashamayim, it's from the pasuk, Kisa'ainu Mavakesh, it's Mashemi, it's also the Abishta. Like we find Eliezer says, Me Hashem. Here too, Me Hashem. So why does it say, Ove V'imai? Maybe Fakel, Das Doch Del Taina. Shimshon spoke out, Be'enai. And the parents, Loyadu, they didn't understand that was Me Hashem, and maybe Shimshon should have understood it. But Akapanim, it's already a pilpul in the Pshatav of the Pasik. The Michtam Eliyahu learns that there was a person is Goya. Be'enai. My eyes. Something that ich halt a good shidduch. Was halts to the Rebbeinu Shlom mach shidduchim? Tell you a good word, what I say. But that old Briska was known to be glatt. That was his maila. This was something he was proud of. And he trained his Talmidim, all the high tikkah shivas today, Mabitz Torah, love the beryl, and the Rebbe Rebbe, and his mahalach, learning glatt. The beryl wasn't successful in Shidduchim. He made three and none of them worked out. It wasn't successful. So he said, a meir dikavad, smuchach, as in Shidduchim, glatt is nishke meilach. Being glatt is not necessarily a meilach ashatchim. Not everything that claps is good. Amen zapt yishara siglat be'einai, in my eyes, was raised to us. Kim Hashem, strahlt from Himmel. At the dusl chur is the tides from the michtam eliyahu al pi de tanchuma. I'll tell you that basically there's a gemara which really needs to be learned and really begs a pshat. What's the tides? The gemara in Brachis, Yibbeis on Yibbeis, quotes the pasuk at the end of this week's parasha. We're going to have Parsha Sitzes in the end of this week's Parsha. What does Ache Enechem mean? Ache Enechem. Znus. Ache Levavchem is minus. What's the Raya Ache Levavchem and Ache Enechem? I'm sorry, what's the Raya to Ache Enechem? The Pasuk in Shimshon. The Chazal in Brachis Yudbei says, look at Shimshon. Oh, he was Sasur Acha Einov. So we're talking about Arayas. We're talking about Leisasuru. We're talking about Avodah Zarah. Chapela. Till now we were saying Einoi is Chmidis in Yonim. Either especially called Taivadatan, Lefidargoi Shal Shimshit, whatever it is. Azei learned Altifu Kelim. Either it's subsidies Gaya, again, Lefi Darge Shal Shimshin, Pesach Reis, that touch of Gaiva, of Ichmach Del Shidach, Unisht Zalt Bam Bereilam. But the Pasik that tells us, Leisasur Achri Levavchem Achri Nechem, Avei Dezar Aminos, Unchazal Brengen, Shimshin, it's an unbelievable question. This is the Shimshin that we talk about that's supposed to be Melech HaMashiach. There's a Chazal. Chazal say that when Yankiv Avinu was scanned the Davis, when he saw Shimshin, he said, this is going to be Mashiach. When he saw Misas Shimshin, he said, oh, now we have to wait for Mashiach, L'shu'ascha Kivisi Hashem. People don't know. Who was the first person to say L'shu'ascha Kivisi Hashem? Was Yankiv Avinu. Upon the tear, this was the hesped that he gave on Shimshon. Just rings in my ears. My Zayda told me that when the Chafetz Chaim is avek, Ramesha Landinsky, the Shivin Radin, was masped the Chafetz Chaim. It is all benusach. Nisht as the Chafetz Chaim is Mashiach, but the Chafetz Chaim will bring Mashiach. He said, we thought that for sure the Chafetz Chaim would bring in Mashiach. Yes, as a Zavek, Rebbeinishim of them in Hustunzgach. Who did you throw us to lead us to Mashiach? Who's going to bring Mashiach for us? And he didn't bring the Pasik Lishuascha, he brought a different Pasik, Chazdecha, Bekerev Hecholecha. But the Chesed Yebishtim, sometimes in this world we don't see, but Bekerev Hecholecha will come to Shammai and will understand. Chazdecha. Where are we going to see the Chesed? Bekerev Hecholecha. Doesn't give that Chesed from it. The same thing, Yankiv was almost maspid, Shimshim dezalba nekuda, that Shimshim alein is given Mashiach. And yes, as Shimshim is avek, Mishuascha kivisi Hashem. Shimshim was supposed to be like Mashiach. What is Mashiach? Rishonim tell us, look at the Rambam, it's going to be Mashiach Yisrael. That's going to take the Yid, Mamish, and uplift him and destroy all the Goyim. That was the Shimshon. That was Shimshon's tafkid when he came down to this world. He should have been Mashiach. So what do we have? This was the taina against Shimshon. So then what's the pshat? I want to tell you more about Beis Sein. Just to understand who Shimshon was. And I think we'll understand the Einechem. Like I said, we started this year that there's a big emphasis about the Einayim. There's an Arizal that says that Shimshin's tafkid was to be Mesakin the Eitz Hadas. That's what Shimshin came for. Now, I want you to know that actually there's a whole Michtam Eliyahu about it. It's not Stam Teire from Verveis Vut. The Michtam Eliyahu has a whole Alamichas on this. If you look at the Bichas Yankif, Yehi Don Nachash Ali Derech. Who is he referring to? Look at Rashi, who's he referring to? He's referring to Shimshin. Shimshin was called the Nachash Ali Derech. What's the Pshat? The Nachash had gebrengt whatever he brought, all the bad. Shimshin was there to be the Nachash to fix it. He was a Nachash Ali Derech. So he's like, that's some Fushir Chazal, it's a Rashi. That already in Birchas Yankif, that Don will have Nachash. Who is the Nachash? This is referring to Shimshin. So Michtel Yom learns like this, that it's like the Arizal, the Tikkun, that he came, the Nachash came at the Fakali Gemacht, and then Nachash, it's going to make good. Now I want to lay to this Zalz and Pfeffer, if you don't mind. Tell me, what was the Nachash's Yetzahara? Chisavu hi le'inayim. What about the Einayim, huh? The Chisavim. I want to tell you something very interesting also. The one animal that has no sight happens to be a Nachash. Anybody who does any research about zoology, which is maybe a Kedai, because the Ramam Zaktach, that how do we see the Rabbi Yishlam's godless? Through his Bria. That's what it means, obviously. When you understand every creation that the Rabbi Yishlam created, you see the Peladig HaChachma. You know how basically a Nachash is an interesting animal? Quite devious, of course. He's quiet. You don't hear him exactly like the Yetzer Hara. He comes and attacks with venom exactly like the Yetzer Hara. Do you know that the Nachash has millions of different colors? And it all depends according to the surroundings that he is in. If he's a desert, he blends into the desert, he looks brown. If he's in the forest, I'm looking at you. You guys never went to school? I never went to school, so how do I know this? You guys went to school, you should know this stuff. You don't know this stuff? We know this, right? Blends into his society. But the dust is del Yetzahara, the pella of the Yetzahara, it's a pella de gazah. The characteristics of the Nachash is mamish the Yetzahara. I can't tell you how. One of the things is, he's blind. A Nachash is blind. Okay. This you learned in third grade, basically. I'll tell you how you learned it in third grade. I'll teach you in case a cobra, and I feel silly sitting here teaching you science, but come on. When the cobra catches you, when the rattle, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to stand and not move. Why? He doesn't see. He only senses. The Nachash is a blind. The Nachash is blind. We'll talk about this in a few minutes, Chabesai. Yeah? The Nachash doesn't see. I want to tell you something more. Do you know, it's interesting, that just throw out a few facts, make you guys interested, like this will come back again next week, even though I went overtime like I always do. So I throw out a few zaken and will excite you. Do you know that the Nachash, the cobra, gives birth to the child, and it leaves right away? It doesn't hang around. The only animal in the world does not tend for its babies. You know why? No? You don't know why? Well, I don't know either, because I never had a chavusa shafnut anachash, chves aleinish. Azei zoktman, and it's made it that he's such a chaya that it would eat up its own. So the teva is that he has to disappear the moment the child is born, because if not, he'll eat up his own kid. Everybody's looking at me. You look it up, Rabbi. I'm telling you facts. These are facts that you can check. Check. Sinishna Zayi, the facts, was the scientist. The senators read that, you check. Not one thing has any shaykhs to emes. This is emes lamita. This is the reason why the cobra leaves. The point that I'm trying to bring out is the nachash has all the characteristics of the yetzahara. When the yetzahara's mahalach is kisava hila einayim, yet it doesn't see. It's not kapela dikasach, no? And the teretz chaveisa is del dimyan, that even though he doesn't see, and it's not there, that's what he sees. If you only stood where Yetzirah is, he makes you see things that just don't exist. Stell sich vor, a blinde Mensch is taking a person by the hand, and he's leading him. You'd laugh your head off. Is that garnished? The Yetzirah zet kein zach nicht. Durch seine Eigen zet kein zach nicht. But the whole world follows. Dem kivun geht mit. But this rabbis, I think we can understand the Indian from Shimshin. Shimshin, the Einayim, he gets blind. He's the Nachash, Alei Derech. The Indian of the Nachash. Soon we're going to see where the Taiva, where the Einayim, the Loisa Surach, the Levach, Vach, Einechem, how it fits into the Sugya. The Meragim. Let's talk 1 minute the Meragim. Aleph Regen Doch Del Kasha. What happened? Kulam Anoshim Chashuvim. More than that, they were sent to look, see, Risa, come back and report. So what went wrong? So a lot of Rishonim, Ramban, they weren't there to say opinions. They were just there to repeat over facts and not to translate what they saw. They were just fact finders. Come back and give it to us what it is. Don't come and explain it. There's so much tire on this shayla. I want to tell you over a medrash rabbi said, a vorfer of Schwab. Sometimes I wish I was by his drushes. I think I would sit there all day and ask him for more. I wouldn't tell him it's 25 after 2 and we have to stop. I wouldn't be part of that chevra. I would sit there. There's a pelvic medrash rabbi saying. In Echa, it goes according to the Aleph Beis. 3 of the 4 prakim, there's a pay before an ayin. It's supposed to be ayin and then pay. It's pay and then ayin. The seder of the psukim, zok the medrash, maybe it's Hamiri the Gestik, zok the medrash, it's because why was the churban? The meravi. The Meraglim were peh before ayin. They didn't see anything, but they spoke anyway. So I'd like to come for this medrash, eh? Zucker, Schwab, wait a minute. I don't know what Torah the medrash is reading, but in our Torah State Club, they went to Isim and they came back and they said, we saw this and that and this and that. And B'tchalz gezen. Zucker, Schwab, figment of their imagination they saw. You want to know if they really saw nothing? The Meraglim came back blind as bats. That's what they came back. Shalom Aleichem, I want to give you a report as a blind man. You hear? This happened. Shtel Zafar, you sent a spy. The guy's blind. And he comes back and he tells you, oh, you don't know what I saw here and I saw there. You'd laugh your head off. You'd sit there and laugh. Chalitzonis, yeah? Zog del heilige medrish at the dust of the litzanis from the meragim. Azevi of delvos the gelacht, so slachen of them. You should sit there and laugh. They came back and said they weren't there. They didn't see it. What are you talking about? But they're screaming they saw it. And the answer is, Ravesai. The Hamnachash Echid schreit chai v'kayom chisavi leinayim. Say, Mehrad, ich glaube, Echid schreit Echid. But that's blind. That's that Kain Zachar said. He doesn't see a thing. It's the blind man telling you that he saw so and so. You look at the stipler of Devach's Parsha. El Zakt, as the Pshat is, that a mensch is able to see bad, even though it's good, because he wants to see bad. Which means that when if a person is prone to see certain things, he wants to see certain things, he's able to shtel someone and say that's what he saw, even though he has no shaykhs to that. In Yiddish ruft man das a mensch hält und a mensch zet, was er will haben im Zet. Schwab is learning from the Medrash, they came back and they didn't see and they said. The Steipel learns, they saw, but they saw it based on what they wanted to see, and then a person is able, has a kayak to see that. Avshach, said Tzadik Levrach and Sefer, Nishmuzin learns a little differently. He says, don't forget they had Nagias, they didn't want to go, they didn't want to lose their jobs, right? So Memeil, it's called Ariya Shitchis, which means they saw what they saw, but with Nitgezen teeth, they didn't see deeper what was behind it. Avada, they saw Levayas, but the Rabbein Shem did it for their good, so they see what they see. You know, that base a person can live his whole life. See. Yet, Fashtetnish Alts Chesed the Eibishter. It's all with a Kavana, it all has a Pshat. With this Rabbeisai, I think we can understand the Yeshara Be'enai. The time of Shimshin is, Shimshin, do. You were born a Nazar Elikim. You were born Leben Vuder Rabbein Yishleim, Uvaster Rabbein Yishleim. You have a Yish Be'enai, you have a Taich, and what you saw and what you think is right. What you, from all people, you know, the end of the Parsha, try to rush it up a little. The end of the Parsha, Rabbeisai, Sitzes. Why is Sitzes the end of the Parsha, the Keshe? Alabal Musa Red Delvot. You know, Sitzes, Ureisim Eisai, Uzchartem, as Kol Mitzvah Hashem. How? How when I look at my Tzitzis? You know, Yana ain't a cooked of the Tzitzis. You know what he sees? He sees strings. Another cooked of the Tzitzis, and he sees it's an expensive pair of Tzitzis. It's a custom galva. A bevazd av zendal yidin them, schartem skomitz and Hashem chazal tell us, supposed to remember tcheles daim aliyam, yam daim aliyabara, lirakia. Which means the re'isem oisai, what's called real. Is it real what you see? Then it strings. You know, Ayid, Aketarum, it sits, Malachdamais, with the strings. What are the strings? What was? Well, we know it's not strings. What are we saying? We know that in their strings licked was Chaisan Amelach. The Miraglum Dachtazel Bazach. They came, they saw there, they saw hills and trees. What's called Re'ir? What's called seeing? The Meragel was sent to Re'isim Eisai Zentitha versus Da. Not to see it from their ankle, not to see it from what they're looking for. You know, there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah that they say. Should you keep your tzitzis out or in? So Mishnah Berurah says, Re'isim Eisai, he brings the Chazal from the Chiedika. You got to see your tzitzis. I say, take a pasuk, risa meisa. Al pi zayar, al pi kabbalah, the meaning is not to take out. Svadim don't take the tzitzis out, bedafka, because al pi arizal, if a character tzitzis are supposed to be in. So what's the risa meisa? What do they do with the risa meisa? So I want you to know, the pashashat risa meisa, avada doesn't have to mean literally I look at it. Or risa meisa could mean even if I don't look. How does a person look without looking to the sun, no? That's the pshat. You can have a guy who, two people, one guy could see a tree, and how's that abayin? So he's the kind of isim aisa kipshutai. Another, tafnish zendam bayim, he doesn't have to see the tree. He literally look at the tree, l'shem mitzvah sriyah, he knows abayim in kap, yeah? And he realizes that the Rebbein Shleilim is behind this tree. So that's Re'ir. There's two types. Tamu Re'u Kitayv Hashem. It's understanding. Re'isim Eisai. Mishabura brings down that if a person wants a schooler not to get blind, what should you do? You should take the tzitzis. Mishabura brings it down from the Kadmayim. You should put the tzitzis on your eyes. So I always thought, Risa Maisai, yeah? Risa Maisai. So I have to be able to see it. The Meila, it's a skula that I should be able to always see, yeah? What, so if I don't put it on my eyes, it's not a Risa Maisa? If I hold it in my hand, it's not a Risa Maisa? What's licked in that Kadmeinim da? What's Risa Maisa? If I put it on my eyes, you have to say, do this and say something. You know the Teretz HaVeisa is. When we take the tzitzis, we know what we're saying. We're saying Risa Maisa, the Heilig and the tzitzis in the Oigen. We're not talking about the eyes, Rabbi Yisrael. We're talking about this should be your rear. That's how you look at things. I hold the Captain Himmel. I hope I'm saying I'm a Satayra. I'm trying. It's a little drush of a Shishay. The Yid Lamp Eyes must mean Zen to see through the tzitzis. That's my rear. My seeing is that I should see Teiradik. I should see Emes. Del Nachash. So dishonest. He lied to Chavir. It's all a lie. Chazal say he was Megazim. It's all Sheker. V'chisavi le'inayim. It's Achiza se'inayim. It's not real. But the emissaria, when das was Shimshin's given del tikkun. And that's why we take the tzitzis and we put on it. With this, I'm going to answer going and I'll say good. Say, have a nice Shabbos. You know, it's stated, Leisasuvu Achei Levavchem Achei Einechem. Which comes first? Achei Einechem comes first. It should say, Leisasuvu Achei Einechem Achei Levavchem. The Goyim Frek Del Kash. L'chaya Ayin Raya Nalev Chaymet. So the Goyim has a Teretz Al-Piyah. I don't have the time right now. There'll be a day and a time we'll get back to this Goyim. Basically, like the Reid was Meretz Da Pashat to the Hell. Yeah. First, you have to fix what's going on in Levavchem in order to see Achrei Nechem healthy. There's two Riyas, Chavesa. You hear? You're right. There's an Ayin Raya, and that brings in the Yetzahara. But before that, there's a type of Ayin Raya which first has to need, as the Lev is concerned, the Nish, the Vesh Vos Mizet, Mizet Meshugan Azach. A mensch, in order to see healthy, normal, Milus by Tzveiten. You know why we don't see Milus by Tzveiten? You know why we don't see the beauty of a Klal Yisrael? It's felt innovating points. Achei Levavchem, Minus. Andere schlechte Midas, azoi wie Minus. Ad nisht der Riyah wird given an ander Riyah, Rabbeis. So it'll be a completely different Riyah. This Rabbeis, if you want more, the Malbum at the end of the Parsha, and Shimshin, is explained according to what I just told you. That it was what? Like the Surah Achri Levavchem. Wait a minute, but Shimsh is the God Ladav. It was a little bit Achri Levavchem, Achri Nechem inside that caused him, Ki Yashar Hi Be'enai, that he should be spoiled from what he saw. Otherwise, he wouldn't even notice it, wouldn't even see it. As that the Palestine, Vikumtas Bechlau, Zot El Malbim, it's the Malbim at the end of this week's Pasha. Fakelt, Chazal said there was something there in the beginning in the lave. The male of the eyes, Yeshava Be'enai, and that's why Chazal actually convicted him, and I don't know if it's right, the right word to use, the Ma'ashim him, was the Suru, Achei Levavchem, Achei.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.